Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Yen Batch Ngo, NGO, date of birth 4/27/1973, date of procedure January 17, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physicians, Dr. Benji Jose. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and hot snare polypectomy and tattoo placement. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Next line, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing lesion, such as malignancy, oral experience, patient period. The patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period, a digital rectal exam was normal period, a well lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Ileocecal valve and components of the folds. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve. Ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Valve preparation was poor with a Boston Valve Probe score of 5, 1-2-2. Period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, Boston Bob prep score was 5, 1-2-2, graded as a poor prep with a very spastic colon. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon polyp approximately 2 centimeters in size that was pedunculated, that was removed piecemeal. In total, a tattoo is placed just distal, given that the polyp appeared ulcerated and was bleeding. Next line, there was another descending colon polyp that was diminutive and sessile removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation of the site of the larger polyp that was removed piecemeal, and given the spastic nature of the colon as well as the poor prep on the right side for evaluation. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the area in the findings that we talk about the Boston Bowel Prep score, and also note an aggressive amount of lavage and suctioning was attempted. However, the stool was sticky and adherent and was unable to be removed from the mucosa, which made visualization of smaller and moderate sized polyps more difficult. However, there was no evidence of any larger polyps that, or masses noted.